Time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No.
So awkward.
Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good. You have a true confession too?
Yes, I do.
What is your true confession?
I cheated on my boyfriend with my ex-husband.
Wow.
You cheated on your boyfriend with your ex-husband?
Yes.
Was this recently?
Yeah, pretty recent.
Does your boyfriend know about it?
Absolutely not.
Does your ex-husband know about it?
Well, I mean, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, okay.
So what do you just are feeling really guilty now?
Yeah, I don't really know what to do about the whole situation. It just kind of happened out of nowhere. I went over there to take him back some of his stuff that was in his name, and one thing led to another, and there we were.
Huh. Do you feel like it was like the end, like that was like your closure, or do you feel, did it like bring back feelings for you?
Oh, it definitely didn't bring back feelings, but it's not the first time that it's happened.
It's not the first time that it's happened since he had a divorce. How long have you been divorced?
About 6 months.
And how many times have you gotten back, for a little freaky deek with him?
About 4 or 5 times.
About 4 or 5 times,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
And when did you start seeing your boyfriend?
It's been about 4 months now.
Oh, my gosh. And this is the first, so you knocked it out of the park with your ex 3 times quickly, and then you started dating a guy, and now it's happened again. Got it.
But is it, like, just strictly physical, and you just don't want to be with him ever again?
It's strictly physical. Like, I absolutely don't ever want to be with him ever again.
Okay. Yeah.
Is your ex-husband seeing anybody, or is he, dating or remarried or anything?
No, he isn't.
Hmm.
Wow.
All right. Well, I mean, do you feel like you should tell your boyfriend?
I mean, probably. That would probably be the good thing to do, I would think.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's going to happen with your ex-husband again?
Probably not. Honestly, I don't. Because just like afterwards, I was just like, that wasn't as good as I remembered it.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay.
Well, yeah, if you don't feel, I don't know. Do you say something to your boyfriend if you feel like you're never going to do it again? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like it's really that. I mean, it is that big of a deal. I guess I would be upset. I would want to know. But
yeah.
I mean, what do you think would happen to your boyfriend if you told him? You think he'd break up with you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, because, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he would break up with me if I told him. I just think it would be a little weird for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have been together for what? What'd you say, 4 months?
Yeah, but okay. Dating back whenever I was younger, he was actually one of my first boyfriends.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, listen, let us know. Here, we'll get some calls here in just a minute and find out what people think. But, keep us posted.
Yeah.
340-9595, hooking up with her ex-husband. She's got a new boyfriend. 340-9595. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're great, Jessica. What'd you want to say?
So, I just wanted to say that, God bless, okay, everyone knows that the first 6 months after a divorce, you need to let your freak flag fly. You cannot go get into another relationship with somebody else. That is crazy.
Let your freak flag fly.
Yes, why would you even consider telling the guy? Like, that's just going to make unnecessary drama, especially if it's the last time, like, it's your closure. Why would you want to even put this relationship at risk?
Well, she's had 5 closures, it seems like.
Yeah. The closure keeps coming back.
Yeah. But so you're saying,
it's got to be done. And she should not have gotten into a relationship that early. That's just my personal opinion because, you got to kind of get out there a little more.
Yeah.
Especially if, obviously, she's not over the guy all the way or she wouldn't have kept getting under him.
Right.
Right. This guy just seems like a rebound.
Jessica,
that's not good for anybody.
No, at all. So Jessica, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. You're saying it's not her fault for cheating on her boyfriend with her ex-husband. It's her fault for getting a boyfriend so quickly after she got divorced anyway, because she should just mess around with anybody and everybody, including her ex, if that's what she wants to do.
I think think she should leave the ex alone, but yes, everybody else, you just need to get out there and really kind of see what it is that you want. Obviously, the boyfriend, if you left the guy, you wouldn't cheat on him. That's just the way it is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I got it.
So,
okay.
Obviously, she needs to go out and be single for a little while and then get into a relationship.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good advice. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Jessica. We appreciate it.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. That's not where I thought that call was going.
No, me neither.
What's her? What is she thinking getting a boyfriend? 340-9595. Amy from East Arlington, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, we're good. What are your thoughts, Amy? What do you think?
Why, your other question was, why would she get a new boyfriend? Okay, so I'll just share. I was in a 13-year relationship, and I think it's quite normal for us to seek into something, you know, that's familiar into a relationship, and that's how it ends up.
Yeah.
I did the same thing, and my suggestion is do not, under any circumstances, tell him. I think that that's just selfish and relieving our guilt, and it's only going to hurt him and then cause insecurity and problems, and it's just a bad, bad, bad idea.
So it's selfish to let him know that you're sleeping with somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Definitely. All right.
No, you're saying as if it's continuing, if she's going to stop it.
Oh, right. I see. So
that's
solid.
Why I asked her that. But, I mean, she's done it multiple times. So, yeah, maybe she can say now it's the last time. But
this
like,
is the last time. I swear. Yeah. I swear. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 340-9595. Friend Elena, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I completely think it's wrong. I think she should break up with the ex and... break up with the boyfriend and leave the ex alone. I think it's wrong all the way around. I don't agree.
So you think she should not sleep with the ex anymore?
She should definitely not sleep with the ex anymore. She should have just never left him. I mean, I get that it's hard sometimes, but bringing a new relationship into it, I think is just making it worse on her. And
okay.
I mean, all three of them. I think it's not fair to any of them. It's
so
not fair.
Let's say she stops sleeping with the ex. Should she then turn around and say to her boyfriend, by the way, I slept with my ex 5 times?
I think she should just break up with him. I mean, if
just break up with him.
Just break up with him. I mean, he might know after today, but I mean,
yeah, right.
So should she? But just break up with him, or should she break up with him by telling him I slept with my ex 5 times?
No, that's a tough call. I mean,
right.
I would break up either way, because if she doesn't break up with him, he's going to break up with her after she tells him anyway. So,
all right,
maybe
so
he should just be honest and say, hey, this is what happened. You know, I'm not ready for this new relationship.
Got it.
Right.
That's a good part. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. So she should break up with the boyfriend and stop sleeping with the ex. And so then she goes from like having too many men to like none.
Yeah, but maybe she needs to like find herself and figure out what she really wants in life. You know, sometimes you need to be alone.
Oh, I think she knows what she wants in life. I don't think that's the problem. 340-9595. Miranda, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What do you think, Miranda?
I think that if she's trying to get over the ex, you don't get under the ex.
If you're trying to get over the, so stay away from the ex-husband. But should she keep her boyfriend? Because a lot of people are saying she just needs some time alone from everybody.
She needs time alone. Don't hurt an innocent man because you're trying to heal yourself emotionally.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drag another person into it and bring him down because you're down yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Because he's like in it thinking like, oh, she's with him because she wants to be with him and she's not.
Totally. Right.
Yeah.
I think go ahead.
Let them all go.
The sleeping with the ex is a very common theme, though. I hear that a lot. And I also see it in movies.
Is that where you hear it a lot from?
This is reality.
You know? Right. No, that's true. But you know what they say, art imitates life sometimes. But I mean, I imagine a lot of times people will break up or get divorced and then they'll go back and have like a fling or something because, you know.
Yeah. And it's also like, well, maybe she's seeing it as this is closure, like your last, you know, you hook up and then it's like, okay, that's the end of a period of time in my life. But she keeps going back. That's the problem.
Now, this is the end of another period of time in my life.
Exactly.
This is the end of the time.
No,
that
this
I
is it for real this time.
There was a movie with Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep all about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We always catch it on. It's on like late night on TBS and stuff.
I don't know it, but
it was a really good movie.
Okay. I take your word for
Steve
it.
Steve Martin was in it.
Sounds new.
John Krakowski from The Office. No,
John Krasinski.
That's the one. That's the one I meant. John Krasinski.
I don't know who John Krakowski is.
Who's John Krakowski?
I have no idea.
Well, whatever.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.